Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
That's right. Wake up, everybody. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxshed. Good evening. I know all you mothers and mothers-to-be and cousins and aunties had a great day yesterday. I had a great day celebrating my mom. And, you know, she's no longer with me, but I would like to extend my appreciation out to my alma mater, University of Laverne. They put a beautiful, beautiful picture of my graduation, and of course I walked with my mom. We crossed the stage together, and her picture, and it just made me feel so good. It made me feel so loved. You know, Laverne University, they're known as the Leo, and Leo means love all the time. Love. Everybody, University of Laverne, if you want to learn, you must attend Laverne. We're going to make it short and sweet this evening. Angie is coming on with us. She has some information. But before she comes in, I want to put out there a reminder about the domestic violence and the child abuse. coronavirus.lacity.org. / D as in David, V as in Victor, resources. If you hear anything, if you see anything, please contact and report it. We are not here to let our children go through any type of sadness or abuse. And we got a call in from the love message, too. The call came in from Dottie, and she wanted to give a shout-out to her family in Gardena, the Jeffersons. She said they're okay, and she knows that the Jeffersons are okay also. You know, our quote for the day, I'm about the sunshine, so I'm going to tell you again, to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and bring fine weather, and will always return, and spring will never fail to come. So let's be out here and be the sun while we're continuing to stay safe, stay strong, stay happy, and stay cautious, because we're moving around a little bit out there now. And it feels good. It looks good, you know, to get some fresh air. But I'm also noticing that a lot of people still are not wearing their masks. And it really, really angers me because, you know, it's not about you. It's about the other person. So eventually, hopefully, we will all get in step and really, really care about the other person after we go through this event here, because it's about caring, sharing, and being cheerfulness with it. But a lot of people are upset out there, and I've seen a lot of arguments, and there are still persons who cannot count to six, okay? So just keep a cool head out there. Follow the guidelines, keep yourself safe, and listen to Waking Up with Linda Maxshed, because you know we're about education, unification, and the importance of collaboration. Angie's coming on tonight, short and sweet. Tomorrow night we'll have Stephanie Haynes. She's coming on, and she's put questions out there about how do you protect your family spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And then we have Miyosha Marie coming on, and she's going to talk to us about being still. So be sure to check in for tomorrow night. So what I'm going to do is just like play this song. I'm thinking of my mommy. I'm so proud of myself and I'm so proud of her. And I know, and I'm proud of you guys out there too. So let's just listen to this for a minute.
There used to be a gray tower alone on the sea. Dark side of me, love remained a drug that's high enough to feel. But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive and the light that you shine can't be seen? Baby, I can bring you a kiss from a rose on the grave.
Somebody, some kind of way, whether we changed the diaper or spanked a leg or two, or we put somebody in time out, we was mothering, we was teaching, we was trying to make a better day and better tomorrow for them, those who at the time of youth didn't understand what their future plans were. And just happy to see, you know, that some have reached out and was, you know, appreciating the gratitude, and it's good to touch bases with some, you know, some of them every now and then and see how they're doing and how thankful they are, the things that they're learning, especially now that some of them have become parents, and how fun they're enjoying it, and how crazy and truthful those things that, you know, they didn't believe as being taught when they were younger. Oh boy, do they see the truth of it now. So it's really been a wonderful time. Whenever this day comes around, I just reminisce and I laugh at the same time of things. So quickly, I was happy. I learned that I avoided some of the things being the youngest as yourself, you know, being youngest. And you get to see the older ones kind of make some of the mistakes so that you can not make those. Not to say that, you know, didn't make none of my own, but, yeah, it was. It's always good to catch up with the checking with the youth and the grown-up youth now from, you know, back in the day. And then this generation is so funny. This generation youth is very funny, I have to say.
They're different.
Yes, they're different.
It's a different time.
And it shows how far and how far we've come and how yet we have to go, pretty much.
Oh, true.
But yes, And speaking on that, Lynn, actually, I'm so proud of all those youth that are approaching, you know, their final leg and getting in their homework, their assignments, preparing for later on this month, probably maybe even lapping over into the beginning of next month of ceremonies of graduations. It's going to be different. Unlike ever, and matter of fact, it's even a little bit harder because of the difference of that's taken place in the last few months. So I definitely want to address the mothers and parents who've had to become teachers and teaching their little ones and the seniors of this year and helping them to stay focused on the better tomorrow. Because without, you know, being so worried about this pandemic and things that's been going on around them, I want to definitely reach out and thank you all for putting on those coats and hats, because you carry a lot of hats, and then you never knew you was going to become a teacher. So definitely hats off to you, aunties, uncles, all friends and family included, to help the generation get through those graduations, not just seniors, but we all those middle school graduations, all those going to the next level graduations, and all that timely, necessary homework and projects that you might have been able to process a little differently, having to do so. In this being concerned about your families and those of you who are graduating and have lost loved ones, the struggle between those alone. Know that you're not alone. Know that those that you have, that went superseded you, should I say, they definitely still with you through your triumphs in life, and they definitely want you to achieve your higher goals. So don't give up and don't give out, but please lean on those you need to lean, friends, family, lean on each other, and know that it is better days, should I say, that will be coming, and those who are resting away from us, they are that with this peace at this time, even though they might have left in a timeless part of their life. But let their legacies continue to breathe through the air that's coming through your nose and coming out of your mouth. And with that said, I have a few alphabets that I want to share with you to achieve your dreams, the ABCs. And we're going to pick up tonight with L. Love yourself first and most. And what I love about this particular letter L, love yourself first and most, because when I was coming up, I used to always call everybody, you know, introduce them to anyone. This is my friend, this is my friend, this is my friend so-and-so, this is my friend so-and-so, this is my friend so-and-so. And of course, through life and time, you know, and you have those who tap you and say, no, how do you know that that's your friend? You know, no, you know, maybe they're not so much your friend. You got to really, you know, pay attention on who you give those titles to. So when it says most, that's where that comes from, because everybody you want to love, of course, out of respect. But love is cherished with, of course, your immediate families and friends and close ones and people you've grown up with. But the ones who either you have, you know, gotten to know, or even some of the family members, you know, if they've changed their ways and their energies have changed, and they may not be so much supportive of you, or not so kind. That's where that most part comes from. You still want to love them, but you want to love them maybe not as much as the ones that you can trust and that has your back, so to speak, or has your best interest at hand. And if you're not sure, just love them at a distance and respect them accordingly. And hopefully they'll come around. Those who do will, and those who won't. But that's okay. because loving yourself also is extremely important. And as young and old, sometimes we find it difficult to remind ourselves of this fact. So do so. Love yourself, especially now that we're in a situation where we can sit down and reflect on things, how they used to be, and looking at how things are going to be a little bit different in our near future toward the rest of our futures, just being more conscientious and more caring about what we're doing, when we're doing it, and how we're doing it. Awareness is always good, but also those same things on your surroundings, reflect on yourself. Find out different ways that you can choose and find to love yourself. Buy yourself some flowers and say, write yourself a card. I love you. You're special. You're awesome. You're amazing. You're silly. Whatever it is, hug yourself. Love yourself. Yes, as often as you can, each and every day. M, make it happen. Make it happen because, again, you know, just like Jay was just do it, you know, you're making things happen because you want to move it, put it in places. Move it just like you're playing a game of chess or check. You want to move pieces, you know, one by one, inch by inch, getting to the next level of goals. Don't overwhelm yourself, you see. We can take our time and make the most benefit of your thought process. Challenge yourself to make sure, you know, that you're making things happen and going and moving in the directions. Pick up positive information from books, from journalists, from movies, from your surroundings, your community, your family. Pick up everything that you can. Gravitate everything that's connected to that goal that you're trying to achieve. And let those, and put that down on your dream board or your in your little book of notes of how to get to achieve that goal and make it happen, whatever's within your powers. And whatever's not, in a careful way, in a kind way, especially because that, you know, a lot of things that make the world go around involve other people. So when it involves other people's time and their thoughts and their process and their support, whichever way it is, be charismatic and conscientious of that and go about it, you know, perceiving it with most respect and cautiously and kindly. And you'll see that you're getting closer and closer. You'll find the support you may think that you don't have, that you actually do, and not just in word and words, but also sometimes in monetary means. If you have a goal in mind that's going to help others or help build you, to a better tomorrow. Those of you who are going to be proceeding from this commencement of graduation into higher learning, I applaud you for that, getting this far, and I applaud you for the stages that you will cross in your future. And surround yourself on mentors, on leaders, whether they be on YouTube, whether they be on audiobooks, whether they be within your family, the own professors that you have, doctors, lawyers, parents, anyone that's in the educational field that you may need to pull to help you get to the next level, do so. So you definitely want to, whatever means necessary, if it's a positive thing, whether it's getting a job, a goal of saving up for your own apartment or paying bills and doing so in a strategic way where you can make your life move smoothly, make it happen. And lastly, we're going to end up with N. Never lie, cheat, or steal. Always strike a fair deal. This one will keep you out of the penitentiary and out of the jail system and a lot of other things too. So make sure if you have a problem with lying, okay, first of all, know this, okay? We've been told by even a higher power in ourselves, hey, I don't like lies. So with that said, you know, lies don't come in colors. Hey, I saw a little white lie. Oh, it was just a little bitty old purple one. Oh, it was a little bitty purple one. We don't put colors. We don't put sizes on lies. Lies are lies.
That's true.
So be mindful to work on that if you have that problem. Because let me tell you, nowadays, specifically nowadays, any day really, but nowadays, as times are changing, truth is what people are seeking. Truth is what's more valued and more, way more precious, and it's precious more in gold because it will save your life. You will have to listen, just like we're listening, to distance each other, to put on masks, to pay attention, stop doing this, start doing that. Think wisely. Pay attention to what is the warnings that you're needing to do to follow through. If you are a liar, then you won't be able to achieve safetiness. You won't be able to achieve honesty or trust. Because people won't want to value you, and you don't want to be a valueless Bentley. By all means, never, never try to lie, unless, of course, you're trying to set up a surprise, and it's going to be something beautiful and great, and it is going to be successful and not no one getting hurt. But those are considered a setup. It's a setup scene. It's not a lie. It's just a setup. Cheat.
Just sort of like altering altering the plan.
Yes. Altering, adjusting accordingly to the situation for a better situation, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cheat or steal. They're kind of self-explanatory. Cheating, and that's in any level, relationships. Cheating on your education. Cheating on your employers. Cheating on yourself. Cheating yourself out of a good deal. Cheating yourself out of life. Cheating yourself out of being a better person, bad habits. If you need to get a habit out of there, you know they didn't come easy and they won't go easy. So definitely try to not cheat yourself out of that. Get the needed help. Reach out. Definitely, we're listening and we're trying to prevent you to help you get a better tomorrow. Steal, that's self-explanatory. Stealing is not. It's not good. You don't want to steal or rob yourself or anyone else out of something good. You don't want to put yourself locked behind bars or steal and end up 6 feet under. You know, all of those things could lead you in a very bad situation, lie, cheating, or stealing. So try to work on that. We're imperfect people, yes, absolutely. We are in an imperfect world. However, the imperfections that, even though they exist around us, doesn't always have to be, does that mean necessary for them to be in us? Let's try to avoid those things at all costs. Always strike a fair deal. See, fairness goes around like a circle. You're giving out fairness. Fairness comes back. Maybe not from the fairness that you gave it out in, but once you put it in the universe is a living and breathing, you see, and that it'll come back around to you. Good things come to those who put out that goodness, even those who may not be aware. You see, that's why goodness is always a good thing to practice, a good way to put your best foot forward. And if you're not sure how, you know, questions, or if you ever doubt on being fair or what considered being fair, look at your leaders. Lean on them. Hey, do you think this is fair? Do you think that's fair? Talk it out with someone. Talk it out with yourself. But you definitely want to strike a good deal because it's going to benefit the person that you're giving it to, and it's going to also benefit you because how good you're going to feel when that person walks away and with the gratitude. And trust and believe when I say it, the gratitude you put out in this world, you know, it may not land, and it's going to come back to you. The moment you think that no one is listening and no one is there, that you need this or that, whatever your needs will be, they will find their way to you. I'm a living, life-breathing person of that.
That's true.
And I am so honored for those who've been utilized through the universe to be there for me. And Linda, you're also one who is a living and breathing person of this example as well. And so to youth, adults, to our future, to our present, to everything that is real, to everything that is valuable, keep in mind that it is truly, truly important, okay? Like I say, tell a friend, tell a body, tell somebody. You know, sometimes
oh,
that
yeah.
person is yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so just in recap, we want to love yourself first and most. Love yourself first and most. Make it happen. And end. Never lie, cheat, or steal. Always strike a fair deal. And I wish you all a safe and wonderful Ventures Day, evening, year, birthdays, Mother's Day, Father's Day, holidays, tomorrow. Hold on together. And, you know, we got to fight. You see, you got to fight to do what's right. We got to fight to find joy. We got to fight to keep it together. You know,
well,
it,
the
I mean,
joy
here,
when,
it's amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, when you say fight for the joy is already there. But because we got stacks and stacks and stacks of other stuff there, it's kind of hard
right.
for it to pull through. And
but
I really appreciate you.
Yeah, don't let it be blocked, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you have to pull it up. It's already there. Everything we need is already here. It's just like it has layers and layers and layers of stuff on top. But this gives us an opportunity. So when you say loving yourself, love yourself first. Make it happen, you know, put those pieces, place them right, you know, challenge yourself. It's always good to stretch. I call it stretching because when you're challenging, you have to leave yourself open to understand that everything is a teachable moment, everything, and all things are teachable moments. So when you can look at them like that, then to be honest, if you're honest with yourself, I'm a straight shooter. So I don't, you know, that has been good for me. It has been bad for me, but I know only one way, and that's that honesty, and I'll just bring it to you. And if you can't
mm-hmm.
deal with it,
yeah.
you know, we'll talk about it, but I'm going to feel good, okay? I feel good about it. Because if you're a lie, you have to
mm-hmm.
keep up with the lies that you've told. So that's
exactly.
a very important thing. And talking to the students on G as far as them, you know, being honest, you know, they have to fight and do their own work because if you don't study and do your own work, it's going to catch up on you on the end and on that
and
note.
And you're just cheating yourself.
You're cheating yourself. You're really cheating yourself. You're not doing it because there's no shortcuts, especially in education.
Absolutely.
And on that note, I'm going to have to cut out. We're going to call it an evening. I want you to go back and continue with your birthday because I know you do it all month. And I will be speaking with you on Friday. You'll come back on. Perhaps maybe you can take us a little further with that. And on that note, I'm going to say good evening, G. Thank you so much. Listeners, thank you. We made it short and sweet tonight. I love you.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song like Cold Deep Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care, we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal. It's a one in our blood, that kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler,
ruler.
Friends in the eye, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party, and everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money,
but every song like Gold Teeth, Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns trash in the hotel room. We don't care, driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care,
we aren't caught up in your love affair.
there.
And we'll never be wrong.